We know from the Midrashim, the Ikkar, the Medrash, and Eicha, that the Geula HaAsida is going to be brought about Al Yidei Rachel, Rachel Imenu, the cries, the tears, the demois of Rachel. Rachel had a tafkid, not only b'chayeha, but also b'misasa, livkois, for us, to bring the Geula. So in Parshas Vayichi, when Yaakov Avinu asks Yosef to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, he says, even though your mother I didn't bury in Eretz Yisrael, there was a reason. V'ani bevoi bepadan meson olai rochel be'eretz kenan baderech ve'ek b'roshom, and Rashi's Masbir, there was a special reason, Yaakov explained, why I did that. Yadati sheyesh b'libcho olai aval dal lecho, the reason I did it, shetehei le'ezras boneho. Kishayigla oisan nevuzradin by the godless, and they would be oivrim derech yotzasa rochel al kivro uboiche umavake shalehim rachamim. And Rashi brings the pasuk koil beroma nishmo nehi bechi samrurim. That was rochel's bechias, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers yesh tzochor lepuulosech v'shavu bonim legvulam. So it's by this godless nevuzrad, by all the godlessim, it was rochel imenu. And I saw they asked the Shaila that Yaakov is explaining to Yosef he shouldn't have a taina. He had to bury a mother here so she can help out the bonim. So why my mother? Yosef can say. There's other imoyos over here. What about Leah? Why is my mother always getting the bad end of the deal, Kaveh Yochel? Look what's happening with Rochel. Why is it Dafka Rochel it has to be? Why was she picked for this one? So I saw one Mahalach, I think in the Chochmah Shloima, that he says at the hair, he says that a mother cries for her children, but there's a difference when Rachel, when did Rachel die? When Rachel died, it's mevu in the psukim, is by Leidas Binyamin. Binyamin was a baby just born. Yosef was a small child also. And little babies, little children. Mashenkin Leah, the Shvatim, the children of Leah were bigger. Children need a mother. But there's a very big difference. Leah, her children were older. Reuven, Shimon, the Shvatim, already mechunuch, she saw them. Avada, they still needed the hadroch of a mother. But that's like an added tosefes. If Leah would be boiche for her children, she left her, if she would be dying now, she left her children in a pretty decent matzav that was set up, Mashenkin, Rochel. What did she leave? Babies. When Rochel was nifteres, it was a matzav of total helplessness. Who's going to take care of these babies over here? They need their mother. They have nothing without me. That bechia, that feeling that when she left, is the haschol and the continuation of a bechia l'dayrus. The bechia and that we need to bring the geula is not just a bechia of we were set up, we have some things, but we need more. It has to be mitoich hargosha that we have nothing. Without the Beis HaMikdash, without the Gilui Shechina, the Kirvas Hashem, we're helpless, we have nothing. And until a person feels that, that's not a real tzipisa l'Yeshua. The spitz tzipisa l'Yeshua is we have nothing with nothing here. We're helpless. And these are times where we can mamish feel that. Many things we relied on, certain safety nets and a feeling of safety. It's a crazy world. Where is it safe? The sin of the Goyim. No one knows what's going to be tomorrow, the next day. You can't live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it was always dangerous. But day by day thinking, what's going to be tomorrow? Who knows what's going to be? The it brings a mamish ha'akorah to the helplessness without the Eibishter. Ein lonu al mi lishoin ela lavinu sheba shamayim. And be'emes, that's why, so that's the answer, that's why it was Rochel. Rochel was picked for this tafkit. Her bechias were mitoicha bechi of helplessness, and that's what that's screaming and crying. She'en kodeg mosi. It's ma'oyer moiridik rachmanos. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach that b'tzeis nafsho v'tikra shemoi ben oini. She called Binyamin. She called him ben oini. V'oviv kora loy Binyamin. So I saw the mefarshim. This is the first time that Yaakov Avinu mixes in the naming of the children. Till now, it was always the imohis. Every name was given by the Imois Lechud. Here, Yaakov mixed in. What was going on? The Vikua, what was the Shinu here? It's all in the Chasam Sofer and the Al Sheikh. And it's already in the Ramban already a little bit. Then Oini. Oini has two mashmois, is the word Oini. Number one, it's Miloshan Aninus. Like a person who's Mesa, love Mesa. Oini, an Oinein. It's a weakness, a chulsha. But it also has a mashmois of strength. Koichi Vereshus Oini, my strength. Rachel called Binyamin ben Oini. From her point of view, from her matzav, it was a very, very shver matzav. What's going to be, and this is what she needed to be ma'oyer the demoys for the long galus. Yaakov Avinu mixed in. He didn't change a new name. He just refataiched it. He said ben Oini, but use the loshen of koyach yamin. Ben Yamin is always the koyach, and it also is merames on Mashiach. Yamin. The mechuvan of Yaakov was that chulsha, which means that sense of helplessness, that we have nothing without our mother, we have nothing without the Eibishter, that sense of our mother crying for us over the helplessness. That's gufa, what gives Klal Yisrael the strength. What gives Klal Yisrael the tremendous koyach through all the golosim is because of the sense of we are nothing without the Eibishter, we need the kirvas elikim. So he was fataiching the ben oini itself. Is a binyamin. It's taka of binyamin. So b'shem Reb Tzadok that he says every moyed, the certain hashpoz v'shefa that come down, and that gives a person a koyach the whole year. That's what you have to get out of that yomtiv. Pesach we work on in Yoni Emuna, and it's supposed to last the whole year. Shavuos Taira. Sukkah is one of the inyanim of Sukkah. It's betochen. Tisha B'av is also a moyed. Shteitin Chazal, it's Ikrei Moed. So which hashpoz exactly are coming in Tisha B'Av that are going to be with us the whole year? The Vahasiyenu, Birkas Moyadecha, wasn't all the Moedim, even Tisha B'Av, Ikrei Moed in a Bechina. What is it? He said the Hishtoikikus to the Eibishter and the Beis HaMikdash. When a person sits down and he's Margish the Avelis, Margish the Luos, and he's saying Kinus, that feeling of yearning, of we can't go on like this, Tata. And we need the Eibishter, we need Mashiach. That is the hashpoz that take us through a whole year, that give you a different koyach to daven v'liushalayim ircho. I want to mention one more nakuda about the Iker Shaila that I saw the Meforshim asking. Yaakov Avinu is saying, don't have tainis on me that I didn't bury Rochel in Eretz Yisrael, because it's necessary for her to be buried in Chutz Loretz so she could be mespal al baneo. So why was it after Rachel? Why did Rachel have to be the one and not Leah? So we said one pshat. But the other pshat, which another nekudah, it's called the pshat that I thought, that I saw in the Minchas Oni from the Orach Lener in Parshas Vayichi and Arichos al Derech Zeh. The Medrash says in Echo, B'shas the Churban, all the Ovis came to Davin, to be Mespalel, to be Tzoyik, to the Eibishter, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, with all different tainas, that the Eibishter, Shav, Rachmona said nothing worked. Till it says, Kofza Rochel Imenu. Rochel had a koyach. And the Eibishter said, Bishvilech Rochel. I'm gonna bring the Gula. What was it? Because Rochel said, I was Mevater to my sister Leah by the Simonim. I'm a boss of Edom. And if I could be Mevater on things, and so she, like Kinesi Bo, that she shouldn't be Yoitze Lecherpa, Kodesh Bochu, Klali Sol did Averis. But you can't be Mevater if I could. The koyach of Rochel, her demois that have the koyach to bring it, is a bvitur, a mechila, a gutzkai to ben adam lachaveira. And I want to be mois of something I saw, again, both in the Chasam Sofer and the Alshich. It's a moir de kazach. When Reuven found the dudoim, and Rochel took the dudoim, and she said, she traded, Yaakov will be with you tonight, with Leah. The mevayer al pikama dikdukim, I can't say the whole thing. It says, Vayelech Ruvein bimek tzir chitim. What was tzir chitim? Whenever it says tzir chitim, it's Shavuos. That night, this was Erev Shavuos when Ruvein found the Dudom. That night was Leil Shavuos. And the Shvatim knew, the Imohis knew, that this night is Mesugul, that is going to be born the Talmud Chochom of Klal Yisrael Yisachar, who's going to be the Omad HaTorah, the Omad HaHairah, and hold Klal Yisrael through all the times in Torah. They knew that. So Be'etzim, it was Rochel's turn to be with Yankov. So the Svara tells us there was extra skulas, and look what was coming, Yisachar. She should have kept it for herself. But no. The reason why Shteitan Taris Moshe, The reason why Rachel gave it to Leah, she made a cheshbon. She said, "What are the chance? Where are the chances better that Yisachar should be born, by me or by Leah? Leah's a bas banim. The chances are better." She was mevater. It's let it come from Leah. Abi that there should be a Yisachar in Klal Yisrael. It should be Yisachar. Her whole life, she was mevater. Took this. Let Rachel come in to Yaakov. Lo yaitzel lecherpo by Leah das Yisachar. And who adin, when it came to him that someone has to die over here, Rachel was muchan and mezuman, I'll be mismalel. But she was the one roy for it because she has this koyach of being mevater. It's her tefillas. Why say we should all be zeicha to reach a certain feeling of ishtoikukus, realizing the helplessness, the hevel avolim of everything in Olam Hazeh. And we just need Mashiach, we need the kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need the Beis HaMikdash. And with the second nekuda of the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, of being Mevater L'Toivas HaSheni, the Gutzkeit, because that's how we shtel tzu to the tears of Rachel Imenu.